You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I was going to do a rerun tonight because there's feds all over the valley and we're in a high state of alert here. But a platoon of militia has taken up positions around the hill, and I now don't feel that I need to do a rerun. So we're ready for whatever happens. They come and go. And we don't know what they're doing, but as soon as they come into the valley, we know that they're here. And we keep tabs on them everywhere they go. They've been up on this hill tonight, earlier, actually before the sun went down. So we're just ready. You know, nothing's happening, but I just want to let you know that they're here. And we're keeping tabs on them, and we're ready for whatever they want to do. Originally, I had called WBCQ, and Tom was going to do a rerun for me, and then finally got some militia up here to take positions around the hill. And then I decided to do a rerun myself, and then at the last minute decided to go ahead and do a live show. So I have a rifle and lots of ammo within reach, and of course, as I usually do when we're at this heightened state of alert, I have two pistols on my hip, and I'm ready. And the proper people in the town are on alert also. So you know, I don't ever want to have to hurt anybody, but I got to tell you, just like I said on the Alan Handelman show last night, I was his guest for over 2 hours. It's a syndicated show that goes all over the United States, just like I told Alan and his listeners last night. I don't really want to hurt these guys, but if they come up here with guns to try to hurt me, any member of my family or any friend or any of the militia members, or damage the property that's in my care, we will defend ourselves. And if it means that we have to hurt them, then we will, without any hesitation whatsoever. It's too bad it's come to this in this country. It's also too bad that we have people in this country who are willing to sell their souls so that they can get a retirement check from the government. That's really what it boils down to. They buy these people. And these people don't know the law. They've never read the Constitution. Don't know what it means. Last night on the Alan Handelman show, the police officer called in. I guess he thought it meant something that he said that he was a fan of mine. Well, I don't like to have fans. I don't like fans. I don't want fans. I don't want followers. I'm not a cult leader. I don't have a church here. And what I'm trying to do is wake people up and teach them how to use their brain to think for themselves. And who it is that's destroying this country so that they can focus their energy in countering those people. How they're destroying this country so they know what to look out for, what their symbolic language is, what their goals are, where this all came from, so that Americans can fight the battle. You see, they've been stumbling around in the dark thinking that it was the Russians or somebody. Nope, folks, it's homegrown. My goal has always been to wake people up, educate them, fight the good fight for freedom. And we got people who are born and reared in this country who don't even know what it's all about, never read the Constitution, don't understand it. they get, you know, a little bit of education, and they go apply for one of these cushy government jobs because, to tell you the truth, they don't think they could make it in the civilian world. And they know that once they get a government job, you know, it's pretty hard to fire them. And all they got to do is do what their boss tells them to do. And after 20 or 30 years, you know, they can retire. Depends upon their whether they're in the military or civil service as to when they can retire. But that's all they want. They get free medical care, and they get that they're socialists, is really what they are. And the government takes care of them. All they have to do is sell their soul and agree to persecute, you know, their fellow citizens without question and do whatever their boss tells them to do. They suck. Where in the hell did we get Americans like that, folks? I don't know where these people came from. I don't understand how they can do it. I don't understand how these IRS people can go out day after day after day and ruin people's lives and know that they're ruining their lives, destroying businesses, breaking up families, causing people to commit suicide, taking everything that people have spent all their life earning so that they can have some kind of a good life. They even take children's piggy banks and the money out of children's savings accounts. These people suck. They're the most despicable creatures on the face of this earth. What in the world did they crawl out of? This police officer last night who called into the Alan Handelman show said that he had never in his life ever done anything against the Constitution. Well, I was real quick to tell him I didn't believe that for a second. You know, even the very best police officers in this world, and there are some really good ones out there, every once in a while do something against the Constitution, step all over people's rights, and they don't even know they're doing it. You know why, folks? Even in their effort to be the best police officer possible, some of the best men I've ever known have never read the Constitution, don't know what it says, and therefore they don't know when they're going against the Constitution and trampling on people's rights. They think they're doing the right thing. Little do they know. I asked this police officer last night, I said, have you read the Constitution? He said, yes. I said, is that how you know that you've never trampled on anybody's rights and you've never done anything against the Constitution? He says, yes. I said, oh, really? So you know the Constitution? He said, yes. I said, can you tell me what Article 4, Section 4 says? Dead silence. I asked him, intentionally, the easiest question to answer in the entire Constitution. That is, without a doubt, the easiest passage to remember and the easiest one to answer. And if he couldn't quote it by heart, he could paraphrase it. That would have been fine for me. Dead silence. Dead silence. I pinned him. After that, he was a hypocrite. He was a liar. He was probably a nice guy, but he did not have the slightest clue as to what in the Constitution. He didn't have the slightest clue as to how the government is limited in what they can do. He didn't have the slightest clue as to what the rights of the people are that he's not supposed to infringe upon. He didn't even know that Article 4, Section 4 guarantees us a republican form of government. Easiest question to answer in the entire Constitution. He didn't know. I know there are police officers who listen to this broadcast every single night and don't know. They've listened to this broadcast for years and still haven't read and studied the Constitution. They should memorize it, as I have done. They should know it frontwards, and that's very short. When I was in high school, our English teacher made us memorize the poem, The Albatross. Well, I don't remember any of it now, but I memorized it then. Our whole class memorized it. I don't think there was anybody who wasn't able to memorize the whole poem. That's a long poem. It's much longer than the Constitution. Now, the Constitution's a little dry in spots. Some of the places where it's talking about electors and things like that, that we have to know and should know as Americans. is a little dry and a little boring, but we still have to know it. There's only 7 articles in the entire Constitution, and then there are 10 articles in what is known as the Bill of Rights. You have to also learn the Bill of Rights because that's part of the Constitution, part and parcel. The first 10 amendments are actually a part of the Constitution because the colonies would not adopt the Constitution until the Bill of Rights were made a part of it. You see, they were scared of big government. They were afraid of the Federalists. They were afraid of tyranny. They knew what had happened in the countries that they had fled from in order to establish this nation. They were also geniuses. They understood the English language perfectly. They wrote what they meant, and they meant what they wrote, and it doesn't even need to be interpreted. All this interpreting crap, that's just another method of destroying the Constitution. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that people who call themselves Americans don't have the slightest clue as to what America is, what the government is, what the limitations on government are, what the rights of the people are, which include their own rights. And I'm amazed that they have organizations set up to teach these people, that train them, that the public is their enemy. Don't associate with the public. Your friends are your fellow officers. They'll never let you down. Bullshit. And the Fraternal Order of Police? Boy, that's the biggest pack of liars I've ever seen. It's amazing. And that's just an extension of the Masonic Lodge. That's how they got their foot in the door of the police departments. Oh, now the police have to belong to a secret society of their fellow brother officers. And this code of silence. They're sworn to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and of their state. And by the way, they've never read their state constitution either. Don't know what it says. Haven't got the slightest idea. Don't know the history of it. Don't know what the people who wrote it really meant or wanted it to say. I'm amazed. Absolutely amazed that this condition exists in this country. Last night, Alan Handelman and his audience, oh, they were just amazed that I take these risks on behalf of freedom. Aren't you scared? Why do you do this? Aren't you taking risks? Well, gee, these same people weren't concerned when they sent their sons and daughters off to fight in Desert Storm or Bosnia or any place else for that matter. That's considered real patriotism. I'm amazed. I'm a patriot. I served in the Air Force and the Navy. I fought in Vietnam. I was a patrol boat captain. Saw action almost every single night I was there. I have always been loyal to my country. I'm not anti-government. I'm 100% for government, as long as it's the proper, lawful, constitutional, Republican government, not this great democracy they keep talking about. And I'm just amazed that people would think that because I stand up here in my country and fight for freedom and fight for the Constitution and fight for the things that we should all be fighting for, that, gee, aren't you taking a risk? I took a risk in Vietnam and thought I was fighting for my country. I really wasn't. But now I am. Nobody seemed to be too concerned that I was taking a risk in Vietnam. Oh, yeah, they had hippies parading up and down the streets with us, but they weren't concerned about me. You know what they were concerned about? That they might get sent, and they didn't want to go. Which was okay with me. I didn't want a hippie on my boat anyway. I probably would have shot him. First time we got in a firefight and he refused to pick up a gun and fired at the enemy, I would have had to shoot him. Where'd they all go? If the hippie movement was so great, where are they? Well, they all put on suits and went to Wall Street. You probably know a few of them, but they won't tell you they were hippies. You wouldn't recognize them as hippies today at all. And that whole activist movement was funded from Moscow, from the Soviet Union. The leaders were trained by the Soviet Union. No, folks, I'm not making this up. It's all true. And you see, some of them have come clean and written books about it. It's amazing. And, well, let's do this. You know, I also find it amazing that they don't understand what's happening. They have so alienated such a large portion of this population that we're very close to civil war. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making anything up, folks. We're very close to civil war. There's 35% of the population that are very, very angry with what's been going on in this country. 35% of the adult population has been storing food, guns, ammunition, water. They're ready. In fact, most of them are hoping upon hope the Civil War would break out tonight so they can get it over with. There's another 20% that are underground. 20% underground. Provisioned, armed, and ready. Now, do you understand what I just told you? That's 55% of the adult population of this country are ready and waiting to fight a civil war. You know these feds that have been screwing people over for all these years? And these lying communist, socialist, creep, immoral unethical criminals in the federal government? You know, instead of bothering people, they should be looking for some deep hole to crawl into. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there is going to be a civil war in this country. Nothing's going to stop it because these people aren't going to turn around their efforts to create a one-world totalitarian socialist government. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop trying to disarm the American people. They're not going to stop. I got to tell you right now, they're totally baffled. They don't know which way to go, but they're going to find some way to go pretty soon. We have opposed them and made them look like fools at every single juncture of the road. They've tried just about everything they can try. They don't know what to do now. But don't look for Republicans or Perot's party or anybody else to come in and fill the breach. Not going to happen. They're just spoilers. All these third parties are just spoilers dividing the patriot vote. You notice there are no spoilers on the other side. Where do you think these spoilers came from? They belong to the other side. They belong to the other side. H. Ross Perot is on record as having made a statement that he never really intended to win. He just wanted to help the Democratic Party. That's exactly what he did. Boy, did he help them. That's what Buchanan's doing. Remember the last election? When the election was rigged in Arizona and everybody knew it? Everybody in Arizona knew it. Everybody in the nation knew it. Buchanan didn't even challenge it. You know why he didn't challenge it? He had no intention of really running or really winning. And he doesn't have any intention of doing that now. He just stepped into Perot's shoes to act as the spoiler. How do I know that? Because, folks, I never listen to what they say. I watch what they do. And I got to tell you, that Christmas that Pat Buchanan sent out that Christmas card flipping everybody off with the Washington Monument with that pretty little bow tied around the base. The Phallus of Osiris. Up yours, he was saying. Laughing at all of you. What a brazen thing to do. If I was Jewish, I'd say he had chutzpah. But you see, just me and a couple other people in this old country really understood what that meant. The rest of you had no idea. There's some of you got that Christmas card displayed in a frame in your house. You're so proud of it. it's amazing. I mean, it is amazing. The American people are so ignorant, apathetic, and so stupid. I mean, dumbed down. That I don't know if they can ever come to and be real people again. I really don't. In fact, I'd have to say that it's doubtful for anybody that's alive ever regaining their sanity and becoming real people again. You're going to have to leave that for future generations. There are people who listened to what Alex Jones did on Christmas Eve and think it was one of the greatest broadcasts they ever heard. They just loved it. Even though everything he said was total crap. They love it. Nothing happened. There was no Y2K. Nothing happened on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. Nothing happened on New Year's Day. Nothing's happened yet. And by happened, I mean nothing that has caused anyone any inconvenience, nothing that has caused society to come to a standstill, nothing that has uprooted any communities or caused anybody any hardships whatsoever, period. End of subject. But if you can get the tapes of that day's broadcast on Genesis Radio Communications Network, what you heard was lie after lie after lie after lie after lie, whipping people up into a mad hysteria, telling them the Russians were going to nuke them, and then announcing that atomic warheads on rockets had been launched. The nuclear power plants were being shut down because of Y2K, and oh, just on and on and on and on and on. And then the following day, Alex Jones claimed that 12 atomic power plants in this country had been shut down and 2 in Japan. No power plants of any kind were shut down in Japan. There were a couple that were shut down here in the United States. Where's the rest of them, folks? Why do you put up with this crap? Are you so absolutely brain dead stupid? Are you so in need of entertainment that this is the kind of thing that you look to fulfill your lives? Are you a bunch of little retarded children? Are you? I got to tell you, the last 3 weeks has really caused me to sit down and question why in the world would I want to take all the risks that I've taken and lose my family for a bunch of stupid jerks that can't even think better than my dog thinks. It's like somebody stuck a needle through your ear and just mushed up your brains, like an egg beater. Put a needle in your ear, bent it a little bit, and attached it to an electric drill, and just... The hell is the matter with you guys? Some guy called me on the phone the other day. Called me on the phone the other day. Wanted to know what I thought about this book that David Icke has written called The Greatest Secret, or The World's Biggest Secret, something like that. I don't remember the exact name. I've got it in there. Several people sent me a copy. In fact, I've got 3 or 4 copies. I said, "Are you kidding?" He said, "No." He said, "I read the book and it scared me." I said, "Why did it scare you?" Well, there's people that aren't human. Oh, really? How many of you out there read that book and actually really believe that Queen Elizabeth goes down in the subterranean cavern under her palace there and practices occult rituals where she actually turns into a big lizard? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe that, you need to be locked up. You need to be locked up. David Icke is a liar. He's a liar. This is the biggest bullshit book that's ever been written. I can show you whole passages in that book that are verbatim, word for word, plagiarism from the books and writings and speeches and talks and radio broadcasts and videotapes of many other people, including me. He just collects tons of stuff from everywhere. He doesn't even care if it fits together or not, and he just plagiarizes it all and writes this big thing. And everybody all over the world buys this stupid book that claims that our freedoms are being taken away by lizard alien dudes that occupy human bodies, and in their ceremonies and occult rituals, they actually change back into these lizard men from the planet Poopa or whatever. You guys are brain dead. Brain dead stupid. Your father. Your father for the Art Bells of the world. To keep you running around chasing your tail, looking for mothmen hanging upside down from trees in the middle of the night. And by engaging in those kinds of things, the real people who are taking our freedoms away are in no danger from you. Oh, no. No danger at all. People are so stupid. Somebody sent me a tape of one of Alex Jones's broadcasts after I revealed what he had done on New Year's Eve. And a real stupid jerk called in. I mean, this guy was so dumb. He called in and said, Alex, you know, I'm amazed. You know, there's lots of things that you could take out of context that I said. I mean, you really could. There's lots of things that you could take out of context that I actually said and quote me accurately and try to make me look like an idiot. But to just make something up out of the thin air like that, that is just absolutely so ridiculously stupid, means that the person who did it was stupid because he really believed I said it. See, he didn't make it up. He really thinks that I said it because he can't read. He can't hear. And I've been experiencing this problem for many years. I can say something on the air, and 3 months later, somebody will call and be talking to me, and they'll quote what I said. It's not what I said at all. Period. It's like I wrote in my book in one passage that Adam Smith published a volume of The Wealth of Nations. I don't know how many papers I read written by people who took that one sentence out of the whole book and tried to discredit my entire book by saying that William Cooper said in his book that William Cooper said in his book wasn't Adam Smith. Adam Smith wrote the book Wealth of Nations. What I said in my book is that Adam Weishaupt published a volume of Wealth of Nations, which he did. And they wrote these papers trying to discredit everything in the book by saying that William Cooper said Adam Weishaupt wrote Wealth of Nations. And you know what? You know what's really sad about that? I don't think that they were making it up or twisting words. I think they really believe that publishing a book is the same as writing a book. That's how stupid they are. But if you understand the definition of words, publishing is not writing. Writing is not publishing. Publishers take what writers write and turn them into books. They invest money, hoping that they will make money on the sale of those books. And they usually pay writers a royalty. That's what publishers do. You know, I could go on and on and on. I mean, people are just stupid. They don't have any brains. And yes, that includes most of this listening audience. You can't weasel out of it. Not only are they stupid, but they're cowards. Cowards. I have never yet figured out why people call themselves patriots and sit around listening to my broadcasts and other people's broadcasts when they have absolutely no intention of doing anything about any of it. Because they're scared to death. Couch potatoes really is what they are. They get some kind of weird, sick thrill out of listening to these broadcasts. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about most of you. And you know it's true. You know damn well it's true. None of you have found out yet. None of you have found the law that requires you to file and pay the income tax, but come April the 15th, 3 months away, you're going to file and pay the income tax. Why? Because you're cowards. That's why. No guts, no balls, no brains. Hell, might as well be a fish in my aquarium. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to save the nation. You don't give a damn about the nation. If you did, you'd be doing something, anything, other than what you're doing now, which is nothing. What you want is for me to save the nation for you, so you won't have to take a risk, or others like me. Well, if I can, I will. For my children. And for those good people that I know are doing something, as few as they may be, they're enough to win the war. Believe me, they are enough to win the war. There will be a civil war. When it breaks out, you're going to see a lot of these people running around who've been preparing and got all these guns and ammunition, all this food and stuff and water, and looking forward to it and telling you how they're going to, I can't wait to get them in my sights. You're going to see those people head for the hills. They'll turn informants. They'll turn anything to keep from getting shot or actually having to place their miserable butts in real danger. How do I know? I've studied history. It's a fact. But there are a lot of good men and women in this country who do have the guts, who do have the balls, who are ready, who have combat experience. Many of them, some of them don't. But history has shown that some people will come out of the woodwork that you never expected to be a patriot, who will fight that you never thought in your wildest dreams would do it, and they will do it well. Study history as I do, and you'll find that out. Some of the most unlikely heroes you would ever dream of emerged in the Revolutionary War in this country, and in the Civil War, and in World War I and World War II, the War of 1812. You would be amazed at how many of the loudest mouths turn into a mass of quivering, cowardly jelly. And how many people you thought were just absolute total wimps become great heroes. You're going to be surprised. One of the things I wanted to make sure that you understood was when I did the broadcast last Thursday of what went on New Year's Eve, that Mark Kornke heard the announcement on ABC. He knew that those missiles only went 500 kilometers. That they had launched and already hit their target before it was even announced. And they only went 500 kilometers. But when he called in to Alex Jones' show, he intentionally did not mention that, so that people would actually believe that nuclear warheads had been launched and were in the air, traveling towards some unknown target, which would be annihilated when they hit. Remember what I've been telling you about Mark Kornke all these years? Well, if that doesn't open your eyes, then nothing is ever going to open your eyes. Nothing ever will open your eyes if that doesn't do it. Did you notice how Bobo Gritz fell right in there? During his show that immediately preceded Alex Jones' broadcast, he announced to his listening audience that the Russians had made an announcement that if they lost their power due to Y2K, they were going to blame it on the Americans and launch atomic warheads to wipe us out. Folk Gritz announced that on his broadcast. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Russians did not ever make any such announcement. Neither have the Russians threatened to nuke us, as Alex Jones was saying all day long. Every single time that the Russians brought up the fact that they possessed nuclear weapons was in response to William Jefferson Clinton's attempt to force them to do something they didn't want to do, meddling in their affairs. And what he told them, what the Russians said, and what the Chinese said, was not that we're going to nuke you. They didn't say that. They said, you better watch out and stop meddling in our internal affairs. We are not third-rate countries. We have nuclear weapons. Which means, hey, you may think you're a bully, but you're not. I'm just as big as you are. So back off, bud. Amazing. Well, I'm just absolutely amazed, folks, that that this country somehow has become a nation of cowardly, no-brain, couch potato jerks who don't even know what the country is. Also, did you hear Alex Jones is running for public office in Texas? Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I haven't voted in many years. You know why? Because I know what's happening with this vote stuff. And I know that these people in office are committed to the New World Order, and they're not doing a damn thing to change anything. They don't listen to what you say. And when it comes to national elections, your vote doesn't count anyway. Doesn't count. President, vice president, not elected by popular vote. They're elected by the Electoral College. You didn't know that, did you? Everybody waits to see the results of the popular vote at the polls. The popular vote means nothing. And I'm going to tell you something else. It doesn't matter if the Republican or the Democrat wins. They're both New World Order people. Or they would never have reached that prominent position where they were the number one candidate of either party. But we checked the voter registrations for the state of Texas. Alex Jones has never voted. And he'll tell you something else in the air. Why does he do that? Why didn't he just tell you the truth? And when he gets in office, if he gets elected, he's not going to change anything either. The elite of this country are committed to world government. World government has been in place for many years. They just have not ever told the American people. The world government is called the United Nations. World government was created in 1945. Every time we adopt a United Nations resolution or make a treaty with the United Nations and adopt it, it becomes law. It supersedes the Constitution, according to their interpretation of Article 6, which most of you don't even know what I'm talking about. But get a copy of the Constitution, read Article 6, and you'll find out. The truth is, world government is in place. All they have to do to make it a reality is disarm the American people. The American people are the last people on the face of this earth that have the power, through the force of arms, to prevent it from happening. That's why they want our guns so badly. That's why they don't pay any attention to the evidence that guns don't cause crime. They don't care. They want their world government. They can't have it if Americans have guns. Get that through your thick head. You're all fighting these silly arguments. They don't care if in places where everybody owns a gun, crime is lower. They don't care. You can't reason with these people because they are not reasonable. You see, this is not about crime. It's not about people getting killed with guns. It's not about the children. It's about world government. Not just world government, but totalitarian socialist world government. Something Americans will never accept. And as long as Americans have guns, they can't have their one world totalitarian socialist government. That's what gun control is really all about. For all of you people out there who have never really understood what's going on, I suggest you all go to our website, WilliamCooper.net. All of you, go to our website, WilliamCooper.net. Click on the word enter on the home page. On the next page that comes up, you'll see welcome. Right under that, you'll see a link that says restoration or revolution. Or revolution or restoration, I forget which word came first. Click on that and read that whole article. Now, first, you're going to think it's an argument about gun control, but it's not. It's going to acquaint you with some pretty scary facts. It's going to tell you that we are so close to civil war that, by God, if you can't smell the gunpowder already before it's ever been fired, you're not standing on planet Earth with the rest of us. And that's where you better get standing. Because you're going to have to make a decision and choose a side. And it's not far off in the future. See, all we're waiting is for Big Brother to do something stupid that gives us the moral high ground to take up arms and restore constitutional Republican government, which is our duty, our obligation. And for many of us, our sworn duty to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we will do it, or die trying. And I'm sure many of us will die trying, but we will do it. There's not an army on the face of this earth that can even occupy this country, much less fight a war against a nation of Americans pissed off who own guns. Can't happen. For all you people out there that are on the wrong side, you better get on the right side. I'm telling you right now, you better get on the right side, and the right side is the side that supports the Constitution, the limitations which it places upon government, the rights that it gives the people and protects. If you're a federal agent or a federal anything, stop being a scum-sucking, socialist, puke-faced, Nazi, jackbooted thug. Get back within the confines of your own jurisdiction and leave people alone. Because nobody is going to forget who you are. You better understand that. And once civil war breaks out, your life isn't going to be worth a nickel if you've been persecuting people You better understand that, and I mean you better really understand it. If you think you've got all the power behind you, you better pull out a map and look at the size of this country. You may be able to control some of the bigger cities, but you better not walk out into the countryside. You better not. You won't survive that trek. I don't care how much armor you have or how many tanks or what kind of planes or anything else you have, you will not survive it. Take a look at the size of this country. Look at the history of the American people, and especially the American fighting man. Not these techno children that you've got in the military now, but real Americans with guns who decide that they are going to defend what they believe in. And then ask yourself, what you're going to do. And then, you know, as Clint Eastwood said, go ahead and make my day. Because I'm one of the people who can't wait to restore lawful, constitutional Republican government, lock the tiger back in its cage, and this time build a stronger cage so the tiger can never get out again. Round up all the Nazi jackbooted thugs, arrest them, put them in a prison until they can be tried by a jury of their peers. And if they're convicted, I want to watch them hang. I want to watch the traitors who have destroyed this country hang. If they're acquitted, I want to personally slap them on the back, tell them that I am personally sorry that they were arrested and put through that ordeal, but in order for this nation to survive, these things must be done. The people who have subverted this government, this country, who have taken it down the tubes, are going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it. I want to see if William Jefferson Clinton still has that little stinky smirk on his face when he has to face a jury and not some bunch of politicians faking an impeachment, but a real jury in a real courtroom under the real law. I want to see if he still has that silly little smirk on his face. I don't think he's going to be there, folks. What do you think? And there's nothing anti-government about anything that I've just told you. It's all pro-government, real government, constitutional Republican government, the law. The law that's been subverted by crooked criminal judges, crooked criminal politicians, globalists, socialists, and communists who have destroyed this country from within, because that's the only way it could ever be destroyed. The Founding Fathers told us that. They said no army could ever invade this country and conquer the American people. If this country falls, it will fall from within. If you don't believe me, go back and read their writing. Greatest group of geniuses that ever assembled in one place on the face of this earth, all together in the entire history of the human race, created a republic, put in place balances of power between the different branches of government, which does not exist anymore, whether you know it or not. There is no balance of power, period. If you don't believe me, watch these clowns that call themselves Congress. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know how to do it. They have no power whatsoever. The executive branch controls everything, including the judicial branch. If there was really a balance of power, there wouldn't be any attorney general appointed by the president to head the Justice Department. When did that start? Because it didn't used to be that way. Go back in history and see when we started having attorney generals. The president writes executive orders that become law. Amazing, isn't it? Most of you don't even know what's going on. You don't care. And you're too damn scared to do anything about it. Well, not me. Not me. And I don't care if they come up here and kill me, because whether they kill me or not, they lose. Whether they win or lose, they lose. I know it. They know it. Some of you know it. Either way, I'm probably the freest man in the United States of America right now. And if they kill me, I'll be even more free. And I'll get to go and meet God. So, doesn't bother me. I will do what is right. Always. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Think about what I've told you tonight. And we'll take calls tomorrow night. Good night, Allison, Pooh, and Annie. I love you. You're the reason why I do what I do. We don't need people. We don't really need anybody who gets on the airwaves or anywhere else and tells lies. See, the truth is bad enough. Nobody has to make anything up. Nobody has to stretch anything. Nobody has to go out and look to find something to talk about. The truth is the greatest weapon we can use against these creeps. The truth is the only thing that matters. And the truth is bad enough. You don't need all this extra stuff. And if you can't live with the truth, then you're never going to stop being somebody else's puppet, slave, whatever you want to call it. Because that's what happens to fools. They end up as slaves. That's why William Jefferson Clinton calls me the most dangerous radio host in America. Because I am. are listening to 101.1 FM Eager. Now return you to All Oldies Most of the Time. Right after I do this.